We're speaking about a very important sugya this week and next, and again going forward a little bit, which is the din of Hafrashas Truma B'Shabbos. It's very clear in the Mishnayos, in Meseches Trumos, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, as well as in the sugya Meseches Beitza, Mishnah and Beitza on Daf Lamed Vav Med Beis, that there's an isser to separate Trumos and Maisros on Shabbos. The pashtus is, and this is the working assumption, we'll analyze this more next week, that hu hadin, when it comes to separating challah on Shabbos, then challah also would be inappropriate to separate challah on Shabbos. What that means is that there's going to be some discussion, we will not speak about it tonight, but what happens if you are stuck, and on Shabbos you realize, oh my gosh, challah was baked, or oh my gosh, I'm sitting here with vegetables, or with fruit and vegetables, and truma wasn't taken off. So we'll speak at some point, what can you do, if anything, on Shabbos? Is there a difference between truma and challah? Say challah in Eretz Yisrael and challah in Chutz La'aretz. We'll see discussions about that. But it's pretty clear that there is, in fact, such an isser. It's also clear, in step number two, that the Mishnayos, the Meseches Beitza, are koveya, that this isser is only an isser midrabana. Meaning, on a Torah level, midoraisa, a person is allowed to separate Truma and Meiser on Shabbos. Just the Rabbanan came along, and the Rabbanan asserted it. What we're going to try to do, it says again, this last shiur of repetition here from shiur we gave a bunch of years ago in Trumos. It's more of the setup for next week. But is why would that be? Why would it be that there is an Isser midrabanan to separate Trumas and Maestros on Shabbos? We're going to see about three answers. These answers are going to be important. Some of them for Hilchos Shabbos, and some of them for Hilchos Trumos. That's going to be at least our Trumos. Yeah, it'll be relevant for that. The first reason, what appears to be the main reason, what the Rambam writes in Peirush HaMishnah to Meseches Trumos, what Rashi writes in several places in Shas, including in Shabbos, and Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, but other places also, what the Rambam himself records in Mishnah Torah and Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Gimel, Halacha Tes, is that the Isser is an Isser of Tikkun. There's an Isser Midrabanan to fix things on Shabbos, and this item was Tevel. It was prior to Trumas and Maitras being separated. It's usher to eat it, Midah Oraisa. And if you fix it on Shabbos by separating Trumas and Maitras, so that's considered to be an Isser Midrabanan of Tikkun. Why is it only considered to be an Isser Durabanan on Shabbos of Tikkun? Hare, Lechora, it should be an Isser Doraisa, being misaking something like Makabe Patish, fixing certain items. Should be an Isser Doraisa. Why is it only Isser Durabanan? So there seem to be two Mahalchim in Rishonim. The more mainstream Mahalach is based on a comment of Rashi in Meseches Sukkah, told us in Meseches Yuma. The Gemara describes Hadasim. Sukkah, I think, is Lamed Hay. Sukkah, Yuma is Lamed Hay, I think, and Sukkah is Lamed Gimel. But it could be Lamed Da. I'm off a little bit. Says the Gemara, if you have Hadasim with too many berries on it, those Hadasim are Pasul. The Gemara says, if you're stuck, you can take off those berries. If I take off of those berries, then the Hadas becomes Mutter. Says the Gemara, but it's Aser to do that on Shabbos. You can't take off the berries and make the Hadasim Mutter on Shabbos. It's Tikkun. Says Rashi and says Tosfos, that's only an Isser Midrabanan. Why is it an Isser Midrabanan? Because a halachic fixing is only Aser Midrabanan. The kind of Tikkun that we Aser Midoraisa, that has to be the kind of Isser which is fixing an item in a very significant, practical way. If you just fix an item halachically, it was usher, now it's kosher to be brought. Or it was usher for hadasim, and now you're allowed to bring it as hadasim, something like that. That's only an Isser Durabanan. It's a halachic fixing, not a practical fixing. However, the Mordechai quotes Adaya, the Meiri also, the Sefer Hashlama as well. There's a bunch of Rishonim that hold, the minority view, that fixing hadasim is considered to be, I'll send you the marmak. That fixing hadasim is considered to be an Isser d'oraisa. That fixing hadasim is Isser d'oraisa. Therefore, ask the Meiri the following question. If fixing hadasim is Isser d'oraisa, so how come fixing Trumas and Maestros is only an Isser midrabanan? Why would that be? So there seems to be a couple different formulations, but one of them is, it could be that even a halachic fixing is, at times, an iser d'oraisa, but only if you're making more of a substantive change to the guf hadavar. When it comes to hadassim with berries on it, removing the berries is a very fundamental shift to the actual item. When it comes to trumos and maisros, it's the same food, you're just like demarcating part of it as truma and part of it as not. As we'll see later, truma itself, for many we've shown them, can be separated even b'machshava. There isn't even a need to fix the item in any kind of a way. If I just say, this part is truma, this part is not, that may in and of itself be okay. In which case, maybe it'd only be tikkun d'rabbanan, because you haven't really made enough of a significant change in the item. Even if theoretically a halachic fixing could be a fixing, has to at least come with some sort of a change to the item itself. So the first mahalach that we saw is that on some level, the isser is an isser of tikkun. The isser is an isser of tikkun. It's about fixing the item. It's only an isser d'rabbanan. Why? Because it's only a halachic fixing. And even if some halachic fixings could be a d'oraisa fixing, that's only if you make a real significant and substantive change. This shita also appears to be the shita of the Bali HaTosfos in a bunch of places. There's a Tosfos in Meseches Chulin on Daf Zayin, a Tovos in Gidin and Daf Lamed Aleph, there are Tovos in Menachos and Bechoros also, where Tovos has the following fantastic kasha. Tosfos says, I don't understand. If the whole Isser is because of Tikkun, because I'm coming along and I'm going to fix the item, but we hold, says Tosfos, that you can actually separate Truma b'machshava. The Gemara's line is, Nasan Einav b'tzad zeh, v'achal b'tzad acher. If I want to, I could say this side of it is Truma and automatically go and eat from the other side. There's no physical action whatsoever. So says Tosvos, well, wait a minute. If there's no real physical action that's taking place to the item itself, why is that even tikkun to be usher midrabanan? Like, if the whole concern is tikkun, so I understand when you separate it, midrabanan, that's called some sort of a thing. But why would this even be called a problem altogether? Says Tosvos. It shouldn't be misak, lo chashav misakim b'shabes, kishmalei, okay, but the efser b'machshava. What exactly is going on? That's Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos' answer is incredibly vague, but akadekach, that the Rashash, the Achiezer, and a bunch of Achronim hold, that limaskana, Tosfos may even say, you could separate Truma on Shabbos, as long as you only do it b'machshava. The Isser is only an Isser of Tikkun. The Isser is only an Isser of fixing. If you just do it b'machshava, that's so removed, it wouldn't even be an Isser d'rabbanan of fixing the item, and maybe if you do it kol kulu b'machshava, that would be mutter. Says the Rashash, mashma d'machshava mi'a mutter, afilu b'shabes. It would entirely be good to go. So the first mahalik holds as follows. The reason why, this is the mainstream mahalach, Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam. The mainstream mahalach, the reason why it's usher to separate Truma and Shabbos, because you're fixing the item. It was tevel, it was usher to eat, now you fixed it, only nisr d'rabbanan. Because it's about fixing, Tosfos entertains the possibility that maybe it will not be usher if you're doing it purely b'machshava. Maybe it wouldn't be usher. Clarity as a whole, thus far? 1, 2? Okay. Next. Answer's a little complicated. We'll avoid it for now. However, I don't know about that. I mean, it's connected in terms of like the broader halachic impact of halachic things. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Number two. There is a kasha of Kivi Eger in the Gilyon Hashas. Kivi Eger in the Gilyon Hashas, he's on Yevamos Tadigimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara there is describing the Isser to separate Meiser on Shabbos. And the Gemara calls the Isser to separate Meiser on Shabbos, it's to record Lemishri Tiltul Dirabanan. The Gemara calls the Isser of separating Truma on Meiser on Shabbos an Isser of Tiltul. An Isser of Tiltul, Bedera Klal, is more associated with the Isser of, what on Shabbos? Of Muktzah. You can touch Muktzah on Shabbos, you can't move Muktzah on Shabbos. The Isser of Tiltol, of moving it. Asks Rabbi Kiva Eger, this is his Kasha, he says, I don't understand. Why is Chazal formulating the Isser of fixing on Shabbos, of Truma on Shabbos, as Tiltol? Isn't the Isser one of Tikkun? Tiltol and Tikkun are in fact, what's that you're going to say in 1 second? Tiltol and Tikkun are in fact two different Isurim. Tiltol's more of a mukta issue about what you can carry, what you can touch, whereas Misakin has nothing to do with carrying it. That's an Isser of Tikkun, which comes from a different form of Isser. That's not an Isser of mukta with maybe a chashash of Hotsa'a. That's an Isser that relates to Tikkun, relates to Mekachu Memkar and doing business, and maybe Makav Patish, other kinds of things. So why are we calling it an Isser of Tiltol? So there are some Achronim that offer the following pshat. If you look in Tshuvas Lahoris Nasan, Nasan Gestetner, it's also happened in Tshuvas Mishnah Halachos. It's Lahoris Nasan Chelak Tes V'Chai Behem Dalid Tes Zayin, as well as Shut Mishnah Halachos Chelak Tes Vav Simin Kuf Yutes, talking about this particular Shaila. They make the following suggestion, which is, why do Chazal call this Isser Tiltol? Isn't it an Isser of Tikkun? So I could have heard a tzah to say there's two different problems. One problem is a problem of fixing it. The other problem is a problem of moving it. But these achronim suggest that in fact that's not true. And they have an amazing diyuk. When the Mishnah says it's usur to separate Truma and Shabbos, the line in the Mishnah is not ein mafrishin. That's normally how we refer to separating Truma, like the bracha is lahafrish Truma. Rather, they say ein magbian. You can't pick up Truma and Meiser on Shabbos. Ein magbian. Fascinating. That seems to go along the same lines as Rabbi Kiva Eger's Diak in the Gemara and Yevamos, that the Isser itself is actually Tiltol. The Isser itself is actually the problem of moving it. What's the pshat? So these Achronim suggest that perhaps this is linked to the Tosfos that we quoted earlier. Even if the Isser is Tikkun, it's not every kind of Tikkun alone. Hare, Tosfos pointed out, it's possible that if you would do it purely b'machshava, you wouldn't touch the item at all, that really wouldn't be Usser. That kind of Tikkun would not really be Usser. Why do Chazal call it Tiltol? So there's slightly different ways of saying it, but one of the ways of saying it is because the Isser of Tikkun that we are concerned with is not a Tikkun that comes derech machshava. It's only a Tikkun that comes derech magbian, derech tiltol. If you actually do a maisa of separating, that's the real Isser, in which case magbian, tiltol, and Tikkun are not two different Isurim. They are all one and the same. They're all one and the same. What does it mean that they're all one and the same? It means that tiltul is the way that we formulate the kind of tikkun, which is asr. If you would separate it solely, b'machshava, that would not be enough necessarily to generate the asr. Harehecha d'shem misakin b'machshava greida, eino nechsov tikkun. He says, even if you would aser it b'machshava, the iser would only become agav ha-iser lahafresh b'yadayim. Even if you would argue with that, read it Tosfos, and you would say it's always aser, even b'machshava, that's only because Chazal, Milsa, lo plug rabbanan, they said, since we're really nervous of the tiltul of separating it, so we decided to aser everything. But the iser, that may really be one iser. So we have the iser of tikkun, which may relate to the iser of tiltul, dafka moving it, would be the main problem. So far, a little bit of Shabbos discussion we saw is fixing something on a Durabanan level considered to be on a halachic level. This is Durabanan, this is Duraisa, the Isser of Tikkun. Clarity thus far? 1, 2, and okay. Now we get this is good. This is good. I don't know if we spoke about the Isser Tevel yet. We spoke about Rashtovs and Yvamas at all, but the Isser Tevel this year. Okay, this is world famous and really important. It's a nice Nikol Torah. I'm not sure it works out Lishitaso or is totally MS out of Sof, but it's a beautiful Torah of the Horus Nasan that we're going to quote. If we learn Chumos, when we quote Chumos, I suggested another idea, which I think is also napshat, but also nice. We'll see if we have time for it, and then we'll just daven that something is right about something. Okay, he could be right about something. It's great. Okay. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos quotes the Isser of Tikkun, but the Rambam adds an additional Isser. He says ve'od mibneishu kimisakin osam b'shavas. But he first quotes another problem. You know what the problem is? Ve'ein magbiin, same lashon, chumos and maisos, shezedome limakdish osan peiro shehifresh. The Mishnah tells us in Meseches Beitza that we are not makdish things on Shabbos. On Shabbos is an issur d'rabbanan to sanctify items. Says the Rambam, similarly, there's an issur to be mafresh chumos and maisros, because separating chumos and maisros is like being makdish to the mikdash. It's like you're being makdish. Now, as Reb Chaim Ozer points out in Achiezer, the Rambam says it's domel makdish. I'm not sure it's fully makdish, full hektish, like has a full leaving of your rishus. He says truma doesn't fully leave my rishus. It's still mine until I give it to a kohen. Okay, I'm not sure you need to buy that diak on a sof, but that's at least it's domel makdish. Wonder the achronim, what does that mean? It's domel makdish. In what way is separating truma domel makdish? Why exactly would that be? So there's two mahalchim. One of the Horus Nasan, the second one that we'll suggest on some level. The first mahalchim of the Horus Nasan is maybe this is totally the machlokas Rashi Tosfos. What's Machlokas Tosfos? Very, very famous. Yosef Engel and Nasan Derais talks about this. It's a very, very, I think Nasan Derais said, it's a very, very important machlokas. How do you understand the nature of the Isser of Tevel? It's usser to eat food until you separate the Truma. What's the Isser of Tevel? What's the Isser of Tevel? Rashi says, the Isser of Tevel, why is it Usser for me to eat Tevel? Because, in Rashi Shita, because the Truma is within it. So Mimela, since I'm not allowed to eat Truma, I'm also not allowed to eat Tevel. Because all Tevel is unidentified Truma, which is mixed in. Which means that according to, I'll get me clear in a second, which means that according to Rashi, all I'm doing when I'm mafresh Truma is really just identifying the truma which is within and demarcating it. I'm not doing anything so significant to the chefta itself. All I'm doing is I am demarcating the truma which is there. That's all that I'm doing. Tosfos, however, comes along, and Tosfos says, no, it's not because the truma which is in there. Tosfos says, because wait a minute, if that's so, why is Tevel usher to a Kohen? A Kohen's not allowed to eat Tevel. But if it's only usher because the Truma is within it, so since a Kohen's allowed to eat Truma, you did the whole thing. Finally, what do we say for Rashi? They're Malachim and Rashi. But says Tosfos, Elamai, Tevel is an independent Chefta Shal Isser. It's usher Mishum Tevel. And when you separate Truma, what you're really doing is you're creating a new Chefta called Truma. You're creating a new chefta called Truma. Mimela says the Lahoras Nasan. I think the pshat as follows. The Rambam says it's domel makdish. Tosfos in Chagiga sounds that it's not domel makdish. That Tovos rejects that. That Tovos in Chagiga on daf tes. He's medayik and Tovos in daf tes that it's not based on that. So if you're willing to swallow Tosfos not being lishitaso, you have the following court. Why does the Rambam say separating Truma is domel makdish? Because he learns like Tosfos and Yevamos. That when you're mafresh Truma, just like when you're makdish an item, I'm taking an item and I'm creating a new chalos entirely. I'm taking an item that was chulin and now I'm making it into Truma. I'm making it into hektish. So too, when it comes to Tevel, the items all mix together and I'm elevating, transforming that item into Truma. It's domel lemakdish in that sense. Alternatively, if I understand not like that, if I understand like Rashi, that the Truma is already mixed in, that may be pshat in Tobas in Chagiga. That it's not really domel lemakdish. Why is it not really domel lemakdish? Because you're not really transforming it the same way. It has no shaychus to hektish. It's not really there. It's not really there all the way. That's the pshat of the Horus Nasan. Pshat of the Horus Nasan. Okay. It's a nice Shekel Torah. It's a great Rashi Tosfos. Again, is Tovas the same author in Chagiga and Yevamos? I hope not. And then we're all good to go. Shalom Yisrael. Okay. I think there's another pshat, and you can take it or leave it, although it hit me just now. I think of another raya for it. But then I'll tell you why it's not true. I'll speak very quickly and tell you why it's not true, but hopefully I'll speak so quickly that no one will know what I'm saying. Then I'll speak even quicker to explain why I think maybe it could still be true. And then we'll be okay. Like this. The Rambam seems to understand in a couple of places, I would maintain, that there's an overlap between Truma and between Truma and Hekdesh. The Rambam writes as an example, this is more developed than last time. The Rambam, when he quotes the mitzvah aseh, I think it's mitzvah peites, the mitzvah of achilas kachim, of a kohen to eat kachim, the Rambam there writes, nigreres achar ha-mitzvah, that almost like somehow connected to the mitzvah of eating kachim, and that same mitzvah is the mitzvah for a kohen to eat truma. The Rambam is able to include eating truma on some level in the mitzvah of eating kachim. Apparently we see that truma has a particular connection to kachim. The Pesachim people here would note that the Gemara says achilas truma ikri avoda. I think the Gemara says in Pesachim that it's ikri avoda. That there's something about truma which has hektish component. Not only that, but like hektish, a lot of shaychas between truma and hektish. We spoke about this at length last year in the Tumah V'Tahara Shiurim. There should be metame truma, there should be metame hektish. Truma Tumeya, Hektish and Nitmu. There's a lot of connections between Truma and Hektish. Not only that, but there is an amazing Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Trumos. We learned Trumos like 7 or 8 years ago. We quoted this Rambam more than 7 or 8 times, where the Rambam understands the following thing. The Rambam says, when I give my Truma to a Kohen, so you see me giving Truma to a Kohen. That is not what Halachic man sees. He doesn't speak in those terms. It's not what Halachic man sees. What halachic man sees when I give truma to a kohen is I'm giving truma, it goes to the Ribono Shel Olam, and the kohen eats truma mishulchan gavoa kazatu. There's a middleman called the Ribono Shel Olam. I separate truma mishulchan gavoa kazatu, it goes to Ribono Shel Olam, and then from the Ribono Shel Olam, the kohen ends up eating it. If that is so, there is certainly a parallel between every act of Hafrashas Truma and the act of being Makdish. They're both gifts that are given from me to Ribono Shel Olam. And the same way when a Kohen eats Kachim, he eats that Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. He eats it from God's table, so to speak. So too, when he eats Truma, it's Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. He gets it from that particular place. In which case, there's a parallel between being Makdish and being Truma. The parallel is not glot. It's not mamas, the same thing as being makdish. That's why the Rambam said it's dome le makdish. It's only nisir dirabanan. But the parallel, kol detikin rabanan, ke'in doraisa tikin, there is a degree of parallel which is there. I'm going to speak very quickly right now. You know what? What's up? That may have to do with Shuma working, b'mach shava, it's possible. Kachim machshava, shvus chafav, we turn them there. Could be, yeah. Okay. I'm going to speak very quickly right now. There's only one problem here. The problem is as follows. Everything we said is awesome for Truma, that Truma should be Doma Lemakdish. But the Rambam also says that Meiser is Doma Lemakdish. Meiser is a Matnos Levia. The Archaim HaKadosh points out that as opposed to Truma, which really has this extra Kedusha component, that's even the Din, and that's more Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. Meiser, when you give to a Kohen, is really, when you give to a Levi Meiser, that's not Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. That is like the Schar Pu'ula. It's like they're your worker, a Levi, so you pay it to him. Doesn't have the same status of Kedusha Meiser. That's why even the Kohen's animals can eat. Even the Levi, forget that, that's not a great riot. But that's why even Meiser have the same degree of Kedusha. And as we noted a couple times years ago, 2021, when we learned the sugyas of Matnas Kahuna, when everyone had COVID at that time. So we spoke then a little bit about this. Runzai pointed out that in Rambam itself, it sounds like Rambam also agrees this distinction. That Truma is more Mishulchan Gavoa, and Meiser is not. So all the lumdas we said about why Truma would be Doma Lamakdish works well for Truma, not so much for Meiser. Full disclosure, I'm actually not as bothered by that question, in the sense that we're dealing with Nisar Durabanan, and we group together Trumas and Meisers a lot, especially for Isurei Durabanan. Meaning it may be logical that we establish that for Truma, and we figured, you know what, let's throw that in also for Meiser, it certainly could be. Parentheses, why would the Rambam need to have two different reasons? Why both Tikkun and Makdish? What's the reason why you'd have one without the other? So some Achronim suggest maybe the Nafkamina is Yontif. Maybe Tikkun Ochlim is not the same problem on Yontif as it would be as being Doma Lamachdish, maybe, in which case he may need a second reason to explain why it would be a problem even on Yontif. Again, not so much for now. Either way, let's chazer what we saw this evening. We saw the following. There's an Isser Durabanan to separate Truma and Meiser on Shabbos and probably on Yontif. Why is that Usser? Reason number one, Mishum Tikkun. It's Usser because you are misaking the Kli. It's an Isser because of the food, of Tikkun. Only it's the Durabanan because pastures, most we shown him, halachic fixings are only called, are only Usser Midurabanan. The Brukiger points out a second potential factor. It says Tiltul, also the Mishnah Magbian. Okay, it could just be it's a way of defining the kind of tikkun which is Usser. The Rambam mentions a second factor, however, that's like Doma Lamachdish. Why would it be Doma Lamachdish? Lahoris Nasan, because maybe he holds like Tosfos, because when you separate Chuma, it's a new creation. Like Machdish is a new Chalos. Alternatively, you could suggest maybe it's Doma Lamachdish, but you see there are certain parallels, at least between Truma and Hektish, and the more that they're parallel between Truma and Hektish, we understand why they may have grouped together. Again, Truma and Meiser have that particular Isser Durabanan. Have a wonderful rest of your night.